Man, I mean, it means a great deal, you know, because, you know, I love what I do. I love my job. And, you know, it just says that there's a reason why I'm still here, you know, because I'm able to go out there and do my job and do it well.
Do you consider yourself, you know, a mentor and an example for the other players? 37-6 last week, and you sell out on a pass defense at the 1 yard line. Do the other players sit up and take notice of what you're doing at age 39?
I mean, you hope so. I guess, yeah, I'm out there always trying to be an example to whoever's watching. You know, the game is, anytime you step between the white lines, you know, it's game on. You know, no matter what the score is, if you're up or down. So, yeah, any chance, you know, that you're out there on the field, it's about setting an example.
Playing with the banged-up shoulder and still playing at a high level, how in the world are you still able to do that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. I ask myself that every day, you know, because I am a little sore. But, you know, I feel like just get me to Sunday. If you get me to Sunday, I'll be all right.
Do you surprise yourself at times?
Sometimes. You know, I mean, honestly, man, it's always, you know, thrown in your face about your age. But, you know, sometimes I do think about it. I mean, damn, I'm 39 years old. You know, I'm still out here playing with guys that are, you know, 21, 22 years old. So it is surprising at times. But then when I sit down and think about it, I've been doing it all my life. You know, why would I be surprised by it?
Would you have ever imagined in 98 when you came in with Peyton Manning that you'd be making a flying interception against him 18 years later?
I mean, I've said it over and over, man. I don't think I thought this far ahead, you know, to be at 18 years. So, and I can't say that, you know, I thought I'd be, you know, here in year 18 and intercepting passes and tackling in the whole nine. You know, so I'm just, you know, I'm blessed to be at this point.
You're still making game-changing plays at this point. You're preserving victories or giving the team a chance to win at this stage in your career.
Yeah, I mean, if I wasn't, I wouldn't be around. You know, trust me. You know, the league finds ways to, you know, weed guys my age out of the game. So if you're going to be out there, you got to be making plays.
Being that you are 39, does that make these old kind of things, you appreciate these things, these awards even more?
I mean, it makes it special. It makes it, you know, special because, you know, anytime you read about it, you know, it's, you know, statements are made that, you know, he's the oldest to do this, or only two or three guys have done those certain things, man. So that's a great feeling, you know, to have that type of longevity, you know, and to be playing at the level, you know, that I'm playing with in the NFL, you know, is awesome.
They give you anything, like a little plaque or anything?
They should. They should. I'll make my own.
The best of your knowledge, how many physical trophies, plaques, things have you got in your career? Back college, high school?
I don't know. I mean, the ones that matter, you know, are the championship rings, you know, Heisman Trophy, you know, those type of things. I've gotten a lot of them, but of course, those are the ones that stick out.
Are those all your collection? Does Mama have any?
Yeah, Mom's got the Heisman.
Mom's got the
Heisman.
Yeah.
I got the rings.
Now that you guys are six games into this, what do you think Coach Jack Dolan has brought to this team? What kind of focus has he helped bring to this organization?
Well, I think focus is what he's brought. Focus on us, honing our focus in on what the big picture is. He talked from day one, and I know I've said this over and over, that it's about trying to win the division, and that's been our focus every day going out there to practice, is winning the division. And, you know, got a big win last week against San Diego. Should be a tough matchup for us playing the Jets, but they're all wins that you gotta stack in order to get where you're trying to go. So it's about winning the division.
Normally, as it
has the willingness to change been from week one to now? I mean, you guys have changed the front of the linebacker, TJ moved to safety when needed. How important is that willingness to change what maybe hasn't worked or adjust?
It's very important because so many times you play in whatever sport you're in or whatever you're doing, you know, people have philosophies and they don't like to change from it. You know, to go in, you know, to a season thinking one way, it didn't work. To add some guys and then change, you know, to you know, something that may better fit those guys is man, it's huge. And it's worked out, you know, for this team, and we're playing better because of it.
I know you don't like to look too far ahead, but if you thought about next year, I mean, realistically, how much more can you play? Can you play another year, too?
I don't know.
I
know I can play this week. and that's all I'm worried about right now.
You've always said, though, that, you know, you, as long as you stay healthy and as long as you're playing at a high level, that you'll still be in this league. But
well, I don't know how healthy I am now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I know I can play this week, and we'll figure out what happens next week.
If you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
Drinking a lot of wine.
Have you thought about that? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I just answered it. Drinking a lot of wine.
Charlie, I know when you come off the field as a defense, you guys want to get together and go over, you know, pictures and whatever just happened. But do you find the more the season goes on, you're drawn to maybe go watch the offense because of Amari and because of what they're able to do over there now?
I never sit down on the sideline.
Yeah.
You know, I've kind of been that way my whole career. I'm a football fan, you know, so I love, you know, getting up and watching the offense. And, you know, this year it's just, you know, it's a delight, you know, to stand on the sideline and watch those guys move the ball up and down the field. Because, you know, the last couple of years, man, you know, we go out there and it'd be three and outs, you know, a lot of times, and then the defense go out there and we couldn't get off the field, so it was all bad, you know. So to watch those guys move up and down the field is a lot of fun.
Does Amari, I know he's only been in the league a short time, but is there anybody at all you can compare him to that maybe you face?
Yeah, I've said this a few times. He reminds me a lot of Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
And Marvin Harrison was a load, man. You know, he was a tough receiver. And I think they both got the same quickness, you know, speed. And the demeanor is very similar, you know, which is kind of crazy. But, yeah, man, he's a special player.
When you first came in the league, you got to play a little offense, catch a few passes. Derek Carr says you've been lobbying him to get out there and catch a few more.
Hey, man. Just you wait. Just you wait. May have a surprise for you.
Will you be offensive player of the month then?
Why wouldn't I? All right.
Thank you, guys.